Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in India's economic outlook has occurred, with Moody's cutting India's FY27 GDP growth forecast to 6%, down from 6.8%, and the FAO Food Price Index rising for the second consecutive month, driven by surging vegetable oil and sugar prices linked to all ethanol dynamics. First, let's examine the drivers behind Moody's forecast revision. The US-Israel-Iran conflict has led to increased global energy prices and economic uncertainty, resulting in a cut of 80 basis points in India's GDP growth forecast. This reduction in growth forecast is a clear indication of the economic spillover of the West Asia conflict on India. What makes this significant is that this cut in growth forecast reflects the impact of the conflict on global energy prices and economic uncertainty. Building on this, the FAO Food Price Index averaged 128.5 points in March 2026, up 2.4% from February, and 6% higher than a year ago. The component breakdown of the index reveals that vegetable oils and sugar prices are the primary drivers of this increase. Crucially, India is the world's largest vegetable oil importer, with an annual import bill of approximately 1.5 lakh rupees crore. A 5% jump in global vegetable oil prices directly translates to higher edible oil prices in India, a politically sensitive item that drives food inflation expectations. It is worth pausing here to note that sugar prices are also linked to crude oil prices. Brazil, the world's largest sugar producer, splits its sugarcane crop between sugar and ethanol production based on relative prices. When crude oil rises, ethanol becomes more profitable, and mills divert cane to ethanol, leading to a fall in sugar production and a rise in global sugar prices. This is why food prices and energy prices are now structurally linked, and why the editorial, "It's time to insulate food from oil shocks," called for decoupling. The FAO Food Price Index is published monthly by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, headquartered in Rome. This index is the world's most watched indicator of food commodity prices, used by governments, traders, and humanitarian agencies to monitor food security risks. And here is something that surprises many students: the FAO Food Price Index has been trending higher, although it is still well below crisis territory. Now, let us turn to the implications for India. Inflation risk is a major concern, with FAO food prices rising and crude oil prices above $100 per barrel. India's CPI inflation could breach the 6% upper tolerance band in coming months. The RBI MPC's pause on 7 April was driven exactly by this concern. Fiscal pressure is another implication, as higher food and fuel prices pressure the government to maintain or expand subsidies, affecting fiscal deficit targets. The current account deficit is also a concern, with Moody's revised CAD estimate from 0.4% to 1.0% to 1.5% of GDP for CY26-27, reflecting higher import bills. However, there is a bright spot: India is expected to hit record wheat production in 2026, providing a domestic buffer against global cereal price spikes. India's public distribution system procurement insulates approximately 80 crore beneficiaries from market volatility. Remember this number, 80 crore beneficiaries. Now, let us compare Moody's rating with other ratings. Ba3 BBB is the lowest rung of investment grade. India has been at this level for over two decades, with rating agencies citing India's structural strengths, such as its large economy, demographic dividend, and IT sector, but also flagging governance and fiscal concerns. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the economy, including GDP growth measurement and forecasting, inflation and monetary policy, current account deficit and external sector, sovereign credit ratings, and food security and PDS. It is also relevant to GS paper 2, which covers international relations, including the West Asia conflict and India's energy security, FAO and UN bodies, and India-Iran relations and the Chabahar port. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Moody's India rating is Ba3 with a stable outlook. S&P India rating is BBB- with a positive outlook, upgraded in 2024. The FAO headquarters is located in Rome, Italy. The FAO food price index base period is 2014-16, equal to 100. The FAO food price index for March 2026 was 128.5 points, up 2.4% from the previous month. India's crude oil import dependency is approximately 85%. The Strait of Hormuz accounts for around 60% of India's crude oil imports. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but another fact is, Moody's is the oldest of the three major credit rating agencies, founded in 1909 by John Moody. It was the first to publish bond ratings on a public scale. The FAO was established in 1945 as one of the first specialized agencies of the United Nations, with the mandate of achieving food security for all and ensuring that people have regular access to enough high-quality food to lead active, healthy lives. The 2007-08 global food crisis saw the FAO food price index peak at over 230 points, triggering food riots in more than 30 countries and accelerating land grab investments. India's wheat MSP for 2026-27 has been increased to 2,425 rupees per quintal, providing a price floor for farmers regardless of global price fluctuations. Brazil produces about 40% of the world's sugar, making global sugar prices highly sensitive to Brazilian crop decisions and ethanol policy. India's rice export ban, imposed in July 2023 for non-basmati varieties, was lifted in late 2024, but India remains the world's largest rice exporter, accounting for approximately 40% of global rice trade. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of this topic. The economic spillover of the West Asia conflict on India is a clear indication of the interconnectedness of the global economy. As a major importer of crude oil and vegetable oils, India is vulnerable to price shocks, which can have significant implications for its economy and food security. This is a critical area of concern for India's strategic position and its ability to maintain economic growth and stability.